Entangled by Eliza, read by Juniper Phoenix. Lanjun started putting all his hair into a ruthlessly contained knot upon their arrival in Lotus Pier. "Cooler," he said when asked about the change. Wei Wuxian narrowed his eyes in suspicion. Lanjun was absolutely the type to suffer for fashion. This was something else. But first, he let Lanjun unwind from his duties as chief cultivator, eventually coaxing him into the warm, soft waters of the lotus pond. He almost laughed himself into drowning at Lanjun's face as he first stepped into the mud. However, the distaste meant Lanjun spent most of his time floating like a beautiful white flower on the surface, his head in the water and hair completely soaked. "It's not going to dry like that," Wei Wuxian said, reaching for the pins as they sat on a small pier. He moved slowly until there was a sigh and a nod, and he released Lanjun's hair to unfurl down his back. He absorbed the drips with his towel and threaded his fingers through the mass to help it dry. The waves he had seen in the cold pond and the bath needed little encouragement, spiraling with enthusiasm in the late afternoon heat. Wei Wuxian amused himself by gathering as many of the tender curls around his fingers as he could manage. "Wei Ying?" Lanjun asked, with equal parts trepidation and amusement. It was a familiar tone. Wei Wuxian gently lifted his hands over Lanjun's shoulders and leaned forward to press his cheek against Lanjun's. "Lanjun, save me!" Lanjun shook his head, his expression all amusement now. "Too late. Wei Ying is caught." He brushed a kiss to the corner of Lanjun's mouth and tugged on the curls as he said, "So is Lanjun." The end.